Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and the Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as III. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell.
Michael, I think you just had an opportunity to hear what Governor John Bel Edwards said about the predicament and the challenges that we're facing relative to homeowners insurance. Your thoughts?
I thought the governor did an excellent job of explaining the situation and the state of play in Louisiana. I may add a little bit more to that when we talk about trying to drive some of the excessive litigiousness out of the system. But he laid out, how Louisiana at this point in early 2023 arrived at this situation. It's a combination of things. It's the storms, of course, of 2020. I think of Hurricane Laura, 2021, of course, Hurricane Ida. While last year, fortunately, was a quiet one, you had those storms, and those two and a couple others, creating $20 billion plus in insured losses over a two-year period. And then I'm almost done with the explanation, but then you had a number of insolvencies. So this public perception that insurers have endless deep pockets, but not all of them are as well capitalized as the others. And so you had a couple of insolvencies, and that's what brought Louisiana lawmakers into session this week, is basically the combination of insurance payouts, which were extraordinary over a very short period of time, coupled with insolvencies. And I just heard, Newell, you're a citizens policyholder, and hopefully the state legislature will come up with a plan to make you a former citizens policyholder.
Yeah, not soon enough. and no offense to Citizen, because they've been nothing but nice to me. Michael, let me ask you this. Let's say that this was the best of times. How many insurance companies could we anticipate, in general with your experience, that would have an interest in writing homeowner insurance policies in the state of Louisiana?
In the best of times, and I know this is a hypothetical, I think it would always be difficult, because when I think of places where it's difficult to write property insurance profitably, there's a couple of states that come to mind, and Louisiana is one of them. Florida, Texas, California, and there's a running theme here. This is where all the natural disasters, the expensive ones, tend to occur. So I think it would always be. Nonetheless, there's a lot of innovation going on in the industry. There's a lot of competition generally, and there are a lot of insurers who look at a challenge and try to underwrite profitably if they can. But there's no doubt Louisiana poses a challenge given the frequency and severity of hurricanes that have hit there, coupled with, and hopefully the lawmakers will get to this, some of the excessive litigation that occurs. I think it'd be very hard to go down any street in Louisiana and not hear a pitch for a plaintiff's attorney at some point. And that adds to the cost of business for insurers as well. So I think that's a long way of saying I think there would be some interest, given the lawmakers are focusing on the issues that will help bring insurers to the state.
Because I've always wondered, why do we allow what I'll refer to as tier two, tier three insurance companies, right, that are not some of the big boys, to take on as much risk as they do in a particular zip code? and knowing, and I think that's, you know, that a path of the storm, and as opposed to creating insurance districts across the state of Louisiana and guaranteeing to those that have an interest in writing in this state a certain number of policies within each individual district. To make sure and ensure that we're not exposing these individuals, because, you know, a lot of these storms, when you talk about landmass, some of these storms, it doesn't impact that much landmass, but they're heavily populated, and you have these underperforming insurance companies that have taken on all this risk. They like it because they've got healthy premium. It creates cash flow, but the risk reward is completely out of whack. And we learned that that's why they gone insolvent. They didn't lay off enough liability. We're not monitoring that very well. But why not do something along those lines to try and mitigate the amount of risk that they're taking on as a company?
Well, I think the governor got into it a little bit. You want to, and this is, and also some of the lawmakers in the special session, you want to have well-capitalized companies, and that's why they're tying some of the money in terms of the Insure Louisiana Incentive Program to making sure that the companies that are taking advantage of this are of a certain financial strength. I think the other thing is, and the governor said it very well, you have an elected insurance commissioner who's tasked with basically with two main tasks, which are one, making sure that the insurers are financially strong, and two, is consumer protection. And part of consumer protection is making sure that on the other side of the homeowner's insurance policy is a fiscally solvent insurer, because this is what you're seeing today in the past couple of years with the insolvencies. Now all of a sudden, the company's not completely gone away. There is a safety net. It's known as the Louisiana Insurance Guarantee Association, but in your best case scenario, you don't want to even be having this conversation. But I'll just give you a little stat here about how hard it was, for instance, in 2021 to write insurance profitably in the state of Louisiana. AM Best, big ratings organization, took a look at for every dollar a Louisiana insurer, home insurer, took in 2021, they paid out more than $4 in claims. Now, if you're well capitalized, you're going to have years like this, and you've reserved properly and you have reinsurance. But if you're of lesser financial strength, that's going to turn around and topple your company one bad year. And I think you're right. I mean, the answer is, can the lawmakers come up with a policy that lures financially strong insurers to the state? And that's what's being talked about now.
But if you look at 2020, 2021, one has to admit that these are anomaly years, not as it relates to storms, but as it relates to cost of goods sold because of the supply chain issues that we've had. Lumber was up, all building products were up. You know, we had huge problems, and part of the, you know, I keep hearing this stuff about litigation, but a lot of the anecdotal stories that I'm hearing from people that have ultimately had to go out and hire a public adjuster, not that they wanted to, they felt compelled to, because a number of insurance companies are offering settlements for a roof that are 40% off of what the average price per square foot or per whatever they call those bundles that, that's happening. No one's willing to do that for that price. You know, and so what we have is you drive around the city right now and there's access to roofers. We still have, I think, in Jefferson Parish, somewhere just south of 10% of the homes still have a blue tarp on their roof.
Well, I think part of the reason is, and I'm sorry to hear that, but I think part of the reason is just the sheer magnitude of these storms. And you hit on, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 500,000 claims being filed over the past year or so in Louisiana. But I think you hit on something, and this is why it's not only in Louisiana, but it's throughout the whole country. The homeowners insurance rates are by and large going up no matter where you are for the reasons you just described. The supply chain disruptions, the increasing cost of construction materials, the labor rate for contractors going up. And these have all impacted the cost of insurance throughout the whole country. So there's no doubt all the things you just mentioned are factoring into this as well.
Yeah, I mean, and then we find ourselves kind of caught in this perfect storm. And then, you know, on the litigation side, we're trying to reimburse folks numbers that just don't work. I mean, I've talked to a number of roofing contractors. I had to have my roof repaired. Fortunately, my insurance company, it was not an issue.
Okay.
You know, but I've talked to some of my neighbors. It was an issue. And there's no doubt that we had a microburst or something come through here, because a direct line across my neighborhood, every roof was significantly impaired. But the point I'm trying to make is that there are a lot of guilt. There's a lot of guilt on all sides here, and you know, we're not being completely open and transparent on a number of these issues. Because I could tell you, as a homeowner, I don't want to have to go through a big exercise to get my home repaired. The sooner the better.
Understood.
You know, but that's not always the case. And unfortunately for us, when we end up with going into LIGA, the situation mm-hmm. doesn't get better. It gets worse. You know, and the horror stories that are coming out there. So what is happening is that we are perpetuating now an environment and a culture of people jumping to the public adjuster first and a lawyer second because of previous experiences that they've had. And they're like, I'm not going through this exercise. I'm not going to go through a 1-2 year gig here trying to get my money. I paid the premium. I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that. Nobody wants to write me a check. Let's tee it up right now as opposed to later, because, you know, I want to get in, first out.
Understood. I responded in a couple of ways to that. First off, from the insurer's perspective, they want the claim to go well, right? They want to keep people as their customer because, in all likelihood, this individual not only has a homeowner's insurance policy with them, they have the auto policy and they have maybe a life insurance policy. And if they sour on the company that handles their home insurance claim, they're probably going to take all their business elsewhere. So the insurer wants to make sure that the claim goes through. The other thing is, I think, in looking at 2020 and 2021, you'll hear in the industry a lot of times the phrase demand surge, that basically there are so many properties damaged or destroyed all at the same time or within a short period of time that all of a sudden, that's what contributes to all the things.
And that adds a premium to the cost as well, right? Yes. Not enough supply and too much demand. I get it. And I don't know if we're underwriting for that phenomenon, but it happens in almost every storm, right? Have you seen one where that didn't occur?
I think you could point to any major event of recent years, most recently, you know, Hurricane Ian, you know, now all of a sudden you had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people all of a sudden making repairs to their home. And this is going to go on, well, probably for years in Southwest Florida. But I know we're talking about Louisiana, but here we are, 2023. I know
it's the
2020 and 2021 hurricanes are still. Okay.
All right, Michael, when we come back, let's talk about Kias and Hyundais. They find themselves in a real predicament as well.
Yep.
We'll be right back. We're visiting with Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and the Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as III. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and the Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as III. Michael, State Farm insurance agents in Louisiana, they're saying that they're no longer doing business with owners of 105 blacklisted Kia and Hyundai models that are vulnerable to theft. There's a guidance that's been provided in Louisiana is one of the states. I think the restrictions apply in Georgia, Louisiana, Oregon, Washington, and Pennsylvania. What do these folks do?
Well, this is a tough one. It's not only the company you mentioned, but there's another name brand insurer out there. This is a highly unusual situation. The plan B is, if you are a Kia or Hyundai owner and you have these particular models that have been flagged by some insurers as being stolen too frequently, is to find there are other insurers out there. Fortunately, it's a competitive marketplace, but there's no doubt that this is an extraordinary circumstance because auto insurers are in the business of increasing their market share. But with these two vehicles and particular models, the design flaws were such that it was easy to steal, coupled with you have social media sites which are uploading videos showing how easy it is to steal them. So it's a confluence of events, but hopefully this is just temporary, and this insurer and the other brand name insurer will be underwriting Kia and Hyundai vehicles going forward. And this only affects new policyholders. So
right.
This is
and the other company is Progressive. But
correct.
So let me ask you this, and I got to imagine that there's going to be more to follow, more to come. Why not just eliminate the theft provision of that policy as opposed to liability and comprehensive and some of the other provisions of the policy?
Well, you know, that's fair enough, because you hit on something when you talk about comprehensive. Let's back up. If I'm in Louisiana and I want to drive, I need the liability coverage.
Yeah.
I'm then given the option, and 80% of people opt to do it, and they should, to get, let's talk comprehensive coverage. You don't have to take it. 80% of people do. The problem is comprehensive coverage covers theft and vandalism and a lot of other things that happen in Louisiana, such as flooding, windblown trees falling on your car. So I would counsel somebody
why not just exclude theft? Obviously this problem is not going to go away, and obviously it's just starting. And I think in the end, you probably are not going to end up with any insurers that are going to write on these vehicles.
Well, I guess I'd take a more optimistic look at this. I think the word is getting out to the manufacturers that you got to remedy this, or you're not going to have people buying Kias and Hyundais of certain models any further. And I think also, hopefully, the social media sites, which are helping amplify this issue, will take the videos down so you don't have situations where you have a theft 101 videos going around for anybody who's interested in that type of thing. So I'm not sure it's going to get worse. I think the word is out on Kias and Hyundais that it's too easy to steal them, and the auto insurers to send up a red flag that is being seen and heard nationwide, because I know this is getting national attention.
Has there been a practice in the industry to upcharge for vehicles that were produced prior to passive engine immobilizers being kind of the standard equipment?
Well, I would say I can't answer the question specifically. I can say make and model of your vehicle is one of the dozen or so variables that goes into pricing your policy. There are the ones you expect: your personal driving record, how many miles do you go, where do you and your car live, because that indicates the likelihood that there'll be vandalism or theft of your vehicle. That's pretty much it. I mean, this is the make and model of the vehicle has always been a factor in pricing the policy.
So, I mean, could we anticipate that there would be an increase in this area based on the number of Kias or Hyundais that we have?
Oh, I think that if I were a Kia or Hyundai owner, I would look, when my policy comes up for renewal,
I'm talking about the region. I mean, just as if we have too many Kias and Hyundais in this region, everybody's going to pay? I mean,
I think the burden will be borne primarily by people with these vehicles.
By the vehicle alone. So more of the experience rated model as opposed to community rated model.
Right. Because the insurer is looking at the make and model, and that's why, Kia and Hyundai are in the crosshairs today, because it's these models in these years that the auto insurers are starting to see so many claims on. And that's why at least two name brand insurers have said, we're not going to take on any new policyholders. But they made it clear it's temporary. They're in the business of expanding market share and writing new business. They don't want to take this step, and I think they thought long and hard before taking this step.
Right. I mean, it's temporary till Hyundai and Kia fix it. guess.
Yeah, but it seems like they're, it seems like, you know, it's mission critical for them. I've seen some of the statements coming out from them, and they certainly realize they have a problem on their hands, and they, like auto insurers, they want to expand market share. So if this goes on for too long, it's, I think they're going to see a drop off in their sales.
In their sales, absolutely. Michael Barry, thank you so much for visiting with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right. Great being with you, Newell.
Okay, man. Thank you so much. Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as Triple I. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.